everyone, this is Ashley. I would like to do a tutorial today on how to make a watermark using the GIMP program, which is a free program that you can download online. And I think that it's just as good or better than regular Photoshop that you buy at Walmart or Meijer or wherever for like $100. So I will do a tutorial on where to go to download that later. But first, I'm going to show you all how to do this. I'm sorry if you can hear my heater. I'm freezing in here. So first of all, this is the little emblem for GIMP. And I'm going to click on that and open it up. And this is what it looks like when it opens. We'll move the toolbox. So the first thing you're going to want to do is go to File, New. And this brings up Create a New Image. So here you can set your pixels or your inches, millimeters, points, whatever you'd like to work with. Right now I'm just going to put 6x3. And then you can change portrait or landscape here. And then click OK. So it brings up your template here. Now the first thing we want to do when we make a watermark is to make this background transparent. So what you're going to want to do is go up here to Layer and then go to Transparency. You're going to want to add alpha channel. So click that. And then you're going to go to Edit and then go to Clear and click that. And then that's going to clear your background. So these little gray spots or checks actually mean that your background is transparent. So that's what you want. Now you're going to go to your text tool and click that. And then you're going to draw a box where you would like your text. And then down here it opens this little box where you can type your text that you want it to say. So I'm going to put my name because it's going to be a watermark. Then you hit close and it brings this back up. Now here you can go to font and then you can pick what kind of font you would like to use. This thing is slow today. So I'm just going to use this. And then here is where you select your size that you would like it to be. And it doesn't really matter because you're going to rescale it anyway when you put it on your photo or wherever. And then down here you go to Justify and you can go to, I'm going to do Centered so that it's centered in the block. So that's that. Now if you would like to add text under that, now this is my company, it's called Treehouse Stamps, so this is my website. Down here it shows you what the text would look like, but you know, I don't think it matters. But click that, and I want to make this smaller. So I'm going to make it smaller, and then there's where you can do these aligning and hinting and things like that. And then you can make it to the left, you know, whatever, but I'm going to make it in the center again. And then you can move it to wherever you would like it to be at. And then you could change the color of the text. Every time you click on that, it's going to bring up this box. So let's say I like this color, so I want to make it, you know, that. Alright, so now I'm going to go ahead and save this. And when you click this, this looks kind of odd compared to what you're used to, but I always save things to my desktop and then later on I transfer them to files. So I click desktop, and then up here I type the name. So I'm just going to type Ashley Watermark. And then down here it says all images. These are the different types of file formats you can use. You want to do a PNG image, which will leave your background as a transparent or make it transparent so that whenever you use it, it will only be the writing or picture or whatever you want. So hit save. And then I'll go ahead and show you this. Okay, so if you go to File, Open, and then, you know, you find a picture that you would like to add your little watermark to, then click Open, and it brings it up in a different screen. So you have both of these open. But I saved this to my computer so I could use it time and time again by opening it and using it the same way. So right now you're going to go to Edit and then Copy Visible. So it's going to copy this whole thing. Then you're going to click on this picture and you're going to want to go to Edit, Paste, and it will paste it on there. And then you can move, sorry, I just moved the whole picture, but you can move that layer. But I think one of the best things, sorry I messed that up, that I have found to do is paste as new brush. And this is actually gonna make it a specific brush. So I just saved it as a brush. Now I can come over here to my brush tool, and it's actually a brush, so I can use it, you know, however I would like to. So you can make it bigger or smaller down here using the scale. So that looks good. Okay. Now, I'm going to click that brush tool again, and if you, you know, you can see how dark this is, you can't see through it. So if you'd like to make that a little more opaque, like you can go down here and click like 52% or whatever, and see how that makes it a little bit clearer, you can do that. And then there's all kinds of things here on the mode that you can change and, you know, play around with or whatever. So. And that is how you do that. So I'm going to stamp it down here. And then you'll go to File, Save, and then you save your picture with your watermark on there. And then whenever you upload, it'll be like that. So that is how you make a watermark and use a watermark on a picture. And make a paintbrush. So, I hope I've helped you guys today, and I will talk to you later. Bye!